and you're not offering them the learning experiences they need. They're not offering the collaboration spaces that they need. They're going to go somewhere else.
Welcome to We're Only Human, a podcast focused on blending research and practical advice to help today's HR, talent, and learning leaders improve business outcomes. Let's welcome your host, Ben Eubanks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We're Only Human. This is Ben Eubanks, your host, and I'm so glad to have you here. It is a short episode today. It's going to be a good, fun, very humorous conversation, but I'm talking with Corey Marcel. He's one of the key sales leaders over at Docebo. They're an LMS firm based in Toronto, and I recently attended the company's user conference, learned a lot about their future plans, what they're doing, and I've always been impressed with their system, their people. It's a really interesting kind of approach that they take. And so I think that'll come out in the conversation with Corey today. You'll pick up on some of those nuances and other pieces of the conversation. It's been a really great opportunity to talk to them, and also just to have the opportunity this fall to talk to so many different audiences about things like AI and other stuff. Obviously, with the book coming out, that's a big key topic for me, but I'm already planning some of the new research for the coming year and excited about that. And what just blows me away is that there are so many people, so many audiences. I've talked about artificial intelligence for HR, for learning, for diversity, and on and on and on for recruiting, all these different audiences that have different subsets and specialties, and sharing the specific things about how these technologies are working and will work for them and support them. And it's fun because I get to talk about real stuff, real things that are happening. And at the same time, I get to put on my hat where I look in the future and guess about some of the things that technology will be able to do, some of the capabilities. And it's so much fun for me to be able to think through some of those things. So again, you'll hear some of those in the coming episodes, I'm sure. I have another episode already recorded with a really sharp guy to talk about kind of how the workplace is changing and some of the things we need to think about from a talent manager's perspective. And so Corey's conversation today, we'll talk about learning. That'll be the key focus area. But anyway, I hope you enjoy the conversation with Corey. I learn a lot, take some notes, and I can't wait to hear what you find out. Feel free to ping me on Twitter, on LinkedIn, shoot me an email. Let me know what you're learning from these and what you might want to cover, what you might want to hear in the podcast. Be happy to try to oblige at any opportunity. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. Hey there, this is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, and I am so glad to be with you here today. Goodness, it's been a long day here at the Docebo Inspire Conference up in Toronto. I'm really enjoying myself. I love the team here. Actually, have one of their superstars. One of their superstars here with me, going to join me for the conversation today, going to share some of the new announcements, things that are coming out from the team, and also kind of a little bit about the company, what they're doing, some of the cool stuff they're doing on the innovation front. Just they're pretty impressive in terms of what they're doing. So anyway, let's talk about the person first before we get to the company. I have with me Corey Marcel. He's one of the again sales leaders here. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it, Ben. Thanks for the kind words and for coming to our event 2 years in a row. We didn't scare you off the first year.
Oh, goodness. You know what? If I had let them scare me off, I would have missed a really good session this morning. And then, again, I had the chance to speak this afternoon. So some really good stuff going on. Actually, my biggest regret so far, let's be open and honest.
Yeah, we're
here.
Being open
my
and honest.
My biggest
now.
Regret is that I was speaking at the same time as a customer panel, and that customer panel is like standing room only.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I can't compete with them. Like, I'm talking about cool stuff, but they are telling some really cool stories and sharing what's working for them. So before we go too deep, tell us who you are, what you do.
Yeah. So I'm Corey Marcel. I'm the Senior Director of Sales here at Docebo. I've been here for 4 years. So I've seen tremendous growth on the Docebo side from when I started essentially a closet with four people in North America, just trying to make something happen, to now here we are with our second user conference, 400 plus attendees and just having a blast. So what do I do is my role's changed a lot over the years. I first started, it was essentially, individual contributor. I was out there, feet on the ground, talking with people that were interested in Docebo and trying to bring them on board and make them have a great experience. Now my role is essentially enabling our teams to do that really well. And meeting with lots of Docebo customers, meeting with lots of people that are interested in Docebo face to face, but really trying to make sure that our team as a whole is empowered to help people when they're evaluating the hundreds of different LMSs out there and trying to make a good decision for them.
I was going to say, I don't want to jinx you or anything, but it seems like that job would be easier today than it was even when you started out. It's been a good system all along, but today, for example, some of the announcements made about the new release, some of the new automation capabilities, AI, some of the cool stuff in Perform, the module that kind of helps you understand the skills of your people. And so I thought there were some really interesting things going there. So I don't want to jinx anything for you and your team. You're like crossing your fingers, but it seems like it'd be a good story to tell.
It absolutely is. And it's funny, a lot of things have become easier and a lot of things have become harder at the same time. The product has become, so good. And just the way we kind of are positioned in the market right now, I think we're in just a really strong space. And if you're looking for what we can offer, essentially there's not a lot of other companies, if there's any, that can offer what we can. So in that sense, life has become a little easier, and that's really nice to play in that kind of space. On the other hand, the space is crowded. There's a lot of different LMS players out there. Anytime you grow as fast as we're growing, you run into the challenges of how do I double a sales team? How do we take all that tribal knowledge that we had and make sure that everyone feels enabled and empowered, and that we celebrate success and that we understand where people are and help them. And then also with the product, we've kind of moved into a new tier of customer as well, where we used to be at a different price point. We were selling to different user sizes, where now we're at much higher price points. We're selling to user counts that are at the very high end of the enterprise. And so those conversations are much more complex and more fun in a lot of senses. They're more challenging, but with the growth and with the changes of the product, there's been a lot of areas. Some things have become easier, some things have been more complex and more difficult, and a lot of learning on the go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was gonna say it's easy to double your sales team. It's hard to double one that's good.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You can bring people in the door.
Yes. Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. So one of the things that you said made me think, last week I had a conversation with a handful of executives, and they were talking about learning and talent and kind of the systems that are in the market. And they said, we get pushback from our company saying you should have a system that does everything. And I said, that's not the case for a lot of companies, because there's something about it, and I don't know what it is. I want to see if you have any idea what the commonality might be. But there are some companies that say, this thing, whether it's learning or it's talent management or whatever that thing is, this is too important for us to have an okay system. We've got to have something that really does it well. Any idea what the commonality is? The customers, the people that pursue Docebo, is there something there that I'd love to have an answer next time someone answers that question? Yeah. I'll tell them Corey said it, sure.
Yeah.
I'll give you a total credit for that one, but I'm curious.
Yeah. So I think you kind of hit it there. Is there some things that are too important to be lumped in a, a suite or a set of products? And we had a keynote speaker today, Chester Elton. Yeah. And he did this kind of whole thing on the workforce that's changing and what's most important to them. And he focused on millennials and Gen Z. And number one for them, right, is learning. Mm-hmm. Number one, how do you keep this person? How do you bring them in? How do you grow this talent and grow your organization in a time where the fight for talent is intense? Yeah. Finding good people and keeping them is harder today than maybe it's ever been, as far as when you look at all the reports that are out there. So if you're bringing in this audience of employees that want to learn, that are hungry and advancing their career, and are putting kind of like money in these other typical kind of baby boomer objectives, ranking them lower, and you're not offering them the learning experiences they need, they're not offering the collaboration spaces that they need, they're going to go somewhere else. What's going to happen is you're going to give this person 1 or 2 years of really good experience. They're going to cut their teeth and they're going to go to another organization. So you're just going to be kind of a feeder camp for potentially really good employees. And so with that, there's certain aspects, right? Like no one really cares. I don't want to say this, but essentially, payroll and some other things, they can be kind of lumped together because that's kind of like your back end, yes. right? It doesn't touch your user.
Yes.
Essentially, they don't interact with it day to day.
As long as it's accurate, that's all that matters pretty much.
Exactly. As long as you're getting good data, people are getting paid on time, it's like, we're good. But if I'm interacting with something and this is like valuable to me as far as whether I'm staying with your company and how I'm ranking you on Glassdoor and all these kinds of things, that piece of software you need to really look at and say, is this something we want to lump into a suite or is this something we really want to focus on? Because it plays a much bigger role in how our organization interacts with our customers, each other, and really grows moving forward.
So I was at the CLO symposium recently, and one of the things that they released in their new research is they did a study of kind of CLOs and learning leaders and what their metric for success is. And their number one metric for success, I know you're like anxiously,
I'm on the edge of my seat, yes.
Their number one metric for success in their role is engagement. And they're like, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, the audience kind of debated that a little bit, but if we're thinking about it in that, from that angle, what you just said makes total sense, right? If it's about creating this environment where people can learn, want to learn, one of the session I just led was talking about people are naturally curious. Right? We want to be, we're explorers. We want to understand things and learn new things. If we can guide them to that stuff, then that's the environment that we would need to create. Learning is not just about capturing, you've completed course A, now it's time for course B, you know, let's get 100% compliance, rah, rah, rah. That doesn't excite anyone.
Yep.
But having the chance to be, again, I think back to some of the things that differentiated DeShaba the first time I became aware of the company a couple of years ago, the coach, the share, the things that go beyond just an LMS delivering content and tracking completions. It's about creating an experience for people that are learning. And that's where I think you get back to that engagement being an actual metric of success, whether it's the right one or not, I don't know. But if you are going to be held accountable for that, and they said they were, then you need something that's going to support that. You know, it's like trying to say, hey, we're going to cook the best meal for you. I've got, you know, one spatula and one pan, and we're going to cook a 6-course meal. Like, it's not what it's meant to do. It's not designed for that. And
it's really interesting because I think a lot of other organizations, you can go outside of learning space, would look at success that way. Like if you have a restaurant, right? Like what's our repeat business, mm-hmm. right? How many customers are coming back? It's engagement. And so I think it's a pretty good metric, you know, if you're going to go with one, I think that's probably a pretty good one because are people coming back, right? Do you have repeat customers in the LMS taking the courses and the content? I think if there's one you could look at to point to, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, there's not a bad one.
There's not a bad one, yeah.
They said, hey, there's so much other things, right, that influence that. But at the same time, when you're like, I'm trying to figure out that they probably didn't have voluntary consumption of content or something, you know, voluntary, you know, access to the learning system because it was not that kind of study.
Right.
But I think that it feeds back into that. They're intertwined, they're entangled. The thing you said a minute ago, you know, if we're training people up and we're not keeping them,
yep.
we're not helping them with this learning piece, yep. the development piece, they're going to leave.
Yep.
The thing I always say is if you don't help them see a path at your company and help to guide them on that, they'll see that path when the recruiter calls them for another company.
Exactly. And one of the, you know, the when you talk to the you know, CLOs and learning professionals, one of the biggest challenges they face is, especially in more mature learning organizations, is we have all of this content. We have all of these helpful resources, and people can't find any of it. They don't know where it is. Like they can't get to it. It's in SharePoint. It's in the LMS. It's in Google Drive. It's all yes. over the place.
We've got that shared drive, the D drive. Go find that.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, engagement again could go back to just saying, hey, people actually know where to go to find this stuff now, right? It's all in one place and it's easy to find. And so people come back to find more information. They actually see the value.
Yeah. Well, that was the new release thing today, right? It's about finding content more easily and some other pieces. And so that's one of the things. If the experience is hard, they'll go somewhere else.
Exactly.
If it's, I've got to go Google this or YouTube it or whatever else, I've got to try to find this content. And that's not the first thing we want them to do, right? There are times where that might be the only option, but that shouldn't be I know this is going to be a bad experience, so I'm going to default back to this other thing just to try to get my problem solved, to get my job done, right? Especially if they're in the middle of some critical task or something else. Like, it's the last thing you want, just good luck, Wild West in terms of content.
Me and you were talking about Amazon earlier, and what Amazon's incredibly good at is as simple as possible to get me to buy a product. And if we treat our learners kind of like consumers or customers, it's how do we remove as many barriers to the learning as possible and just make it as quick for you to get what you're trying to access, again, so I can get that repeat customer, that repeat learner.
That's good stuff. I mean, again, we talked a lot about Amazon earlier. We're nerding out a little bit over all the different things that are going on. Goodness. Okay. Can I take a completely different direction for a second?
Let's go.
I've got to ask you for advice.
Yes.
So you are not only sales leader, but you're also emceeing this event you did last year.
Right. They made the mistake of inviting me back.
Oh, goodness. No, the first thing I told you after the session this morning was that they did an opening video that was very funny, and it kind of captured the spirit of how I see the company, right? We have personalities. This is not a completely cold and calculated, we have, you know, used an algorithm to define how we're going to, you know, put this 30-second video together. It was very funny and engaging. It's just how I see the company. So that's a plus direction. You can get half the credit. And what's your name?
Noel.
Noel gets the other half the credit for starring in that one. But I'm actually going to MC an event next year.
Oh, amazing.
And so advice on that. For anybody else that's ever MC, you're going to have to do that.
I think maybe the wrong person to get advice from. being this is my second event that I've MC'd. The feedback I get is just people thanking us for the energy.
Okay.
Right? Because I think you've got, when you're having these keynotes, some of them are going to be super high energy, amazing speakers. Other people, although good speakers, it's more of a subdued, maybe keynote, right? They're talking about something more serious or more numbers based. And so I think what me and Noel are trying to do is just make sure that every time we come out there, everyone's having a good time. The energy's high. We're talking about how much fun we're having. And so that's essentially this. If there's a strategy behind it, that's our strategy.
Be caffeinated. That's what I'm hearing.
lots of espressos, right? Yes.
Loaded up. Okay, awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to squeeze something out of you in terms of
if there's any value I can provide. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. So if someone's curious, want to learn more about what DeShebo's doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so they can contact me directly, Corey.Marcel@DeShebo.com. They can go to our website. We can start from the website. You can start a trial. So you don't have to talk to a salesperson. You can go start a trial, start playing with the platform, start seeing what all this artificial intelligence is about for yourself right there. The whole, you know, the platform that you spin up is the one that you would have as a customer. Mm-hmm. So really cool experience. You can talk to a salesperson. You can download case studies. So DeShebo.com is probably your best resource for getting in touch with us. Awesome. If you don't want to just talk to me directly.
If you don't want to talk to Corey after this conversation, you probably do.
But if you don't, there's other avenues.
Yes. If you're a little more subdued and you're looking for someone that fits your personality, he can find the right person for you.
Don't worry.
Corey, this has been so much fun. Thank you for hanging out with me.
Ben, thank you. Really appreciate it. It was a blast.
Thank you for listening to We're Only Human. Please take a moment to share this episode with another HR leader who might see it as a valuable resource in their daily work. For more information about the podcast and to see all our show archives, please visit upstarthr.com.